Mr. Hoppy popped his head out of the foliage and called out, "Good evening, Mrs. Silver. How is Alfie tonight?"
"Oh, he's lovely," Mrs. Silver said, looking up and beaming. "And he's developing such an appetite. I've never seen him eat like this before. It must be the magic words."
"Yeah, you never know," Mr. Hoppy said darkly. "You never know." Mr. Hoppy waited 7 whole days before he made his next move. On the afternoon of the 7th day, when Mrs. Silver was at work, he lifted tortoise number 2 from the balcony below and brought it into his living room. Number 2 had weighed exactly 15 ounces. He must now find one that weighed exactly 17 ounces, 2 ounces more. From his enormous collection, he easily found a 17-ounce tortoise, and once again he made sure the shells matched in colour. Then he lowered tortoise number 3 onto Mrs. Silver's balcony. As you will have guessed by now, Mr. Hoppy's secret was a very simple one. If a creature grows slowly enough, I mean very, very slowly indeed, then you'll never notice that it's grown at all, especially if you see it every day. It's the same with children. They are actually growing taller every week, but their mothers never notice it until they grow out of their clothes. "Slowly does it," Mr. Hoppy told himself. "Don't hurry it." So, this is how things went over the next 8 weeks. In the beginning, Alfie, weight 13 ounces. End of first week, tortoise number 2, weight 15 ounces. End of second week, tortoise number 3, weight 17 ounces. End of third week, tortoise number 4, weight 19 ounces. End of fourth week, tortoise number 5, weight 21 ounces. End of fifth week, tortoise number 6, weight 23 ounces. End of sixth week, tortoise number 7, weight 25 ounces. End of seventh week, tortoise number 8, weight 27 ounces. Alfie's weight was 13 ounces. Tortoise number 8 was 27 ounces. Very slowly, over 7 weeks, Mrs. Silver's pet had more than doubled in size, and the good lady hadn't noticed a thing. Even to Mr. Hoppy, peering down over his railing, tortoise number 8 looked pretty big. It was amazing that Mrs. Silver had hardly noticed anything at all during the great operation. Only once had she looked up and said, "You know, Mr. Hoppy, I do believe he's getting a bit bigger. What do you think?"
"I can't see a lot of difference myself," Mr. Hoppy had answered casually.
But now perhaps it was time to call a halt. And that evening, Mr. Hoppy was just about to go out and suggest to Mrs. Silver that she ought to weigh Alfie, when a startled cry from the balcony below brought him outside fast.
"Look!" Mrs. Silver was shouting. "Alfie's too big to get through the door of his little house. He must have grown enormously."
"Weigh him," Mr. Hoppy ordered. "Take him in and weigh him quick."
Mrs. Silver did just that, and in half a minute she was back, holding the tortoise in both hands and waving it above her head and shouting,
"Guess what, Mr. Hoppy, guess what? He weighs 27 ounces. He's twice as big as he was before. Oh, you darling," she cried, stroking the tortoise. "Oh, you great big wonderful boy. Just look what clever Mr. Hoppy has done for you."
Mr. Hoppy suddenly felt very brave.
"Mrs. Silver," he said, "do you think I could pop down to your balcony and hold Alfie myself?
Why, of course you can! Mrs. Silver cried. Come down at once!